Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today's Monday, May 26, 2014. Today is Decoration Day, also known as Memorial Day. Memorial Day, formerly known as Decoration Day. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And tonight we're going to be talking about Memorial Day, the history, how it all came to be, and what does it mean today? And have Americans or has America kind of abandoned and betrayed the veterans today? With everything we know going on in the healthcare for veterans, we definitely see some problems there. So we're going to get into a lot to do with Memorial Day. The goal isn't really to get into too many other subjects, but it will lead where it will lead. So hopefully you were out there taking time today to remember what Memorial Day is all about. My own opinion, it's not about buying mattresses. I think we insult the veterans. We insult the whole meaning of Memorial Day to go out there and try to make it a marketing campaign for every and anything and everything else you can think of that has nothing to do with what it's really about. So I personally am embarrassed for Americans, corporations who go out there and abuse it. There's just a right way to do it and there's a wrong way. And I mean, I've made some jokes over the last couple of days as I'm talking to people trying to make a point. And I'd say, yeah, let's honor the veterans. Let's honor those who died for this country by buying a mattress on sale, by jumping in bed and buying a mattress on sale, making a big deal about it that way. I mean, that's really what shows honor to those who died, right? I mean, It's insulting. But we get into what is the real history of Memorial Day. And, you know, when you listen to people talk on TV, and, I mean, I'll give Fox News a little bit of credit. This morning they were actually getting into more of the history of it and what it truly means versus some of the commercialization of it. I mean, what was it you were hearing about a week ago? Memorial Day sales, come buy a car, buy a mat, buy whatever. It's Memorial Day sales. And those that do that weren't doing anything to truly honor the purpose of Memorial Day. I believe some have done different things where they said we're giving some kind of a special to all veterans, do something to help the veterans out, veterans of today out, as a tribute to them, for those who did put their life on the line. And I don't see a problem with that. But we still need to remember what the true meaning and purpose of Memorial Day is. And it's not about summer. I mean, again, I hear the different things on TV. And it's like I've heard this one commercial that's made reference to May is the beginning of summer, Cinco de Mayo, Memorial Day, all these celebrations. And I'm like, well, first off, it's not really summer yet, but okay. But to even talk about Memorial Day at the same time as you would talk about Cinco de Mayo, I mean, do these people not have a clue about history? Cinco de Mayo was not... I mean, that was the Mexicans who were on American soil killing people on American soil, the French primarily at that point, which led to the Mexican War and other things, the Alamo and the Battle of Goliad and these types of things. And they're somehow putting that in together with Memorial Day. I find it offensive and I find it insulting. Cinco de Mayo is not American history. It's not a celebration of American history. Why would we be celebrating Mexicans killing people on American soil? unfortunately, the same group of Mexicans who today want to destroy America, who want the Southwest back. Why would you celebrate that? But more importantly is, why would you in any way, shape, or form put that in the same sentence as Memorial Day? It's an insult. And I've been going out there little by little as these things, holidays, come up, and I remind people what they really mean. It's, you know, we have another one coming up called Independence Day. And you'll have people saying July 4th. Happy July 4th. No, it's Independence Day. We should celebrate our independence, and we better start protecting it, or we're not going to have it. And how do we protect it, or why will we be allowed to keep it? It's because of those who fought, those who put their life on the line and were willing to take a bullet for this country. Memorial Day. The essence of Memorial Day, and I won't in depth, but we will talk. You know, let's face it, Memorial Day was actually Decoration Day. It was a day to lay flowers on the graves of the fallen soldiers from the Civil War. And my understanding that it was the slaves who really started this in appreciation for those who fought for them, who died for them, for their rights. And in the beginning, it was accepted in the North, but it was not accepted in the South. The South had a Memorial Day, but not quite celebrating it in the same sense. But there was two different events from the Civil War. And then we finally got to a point where it was all called Memorial Day, and that started... it was initially on May 30th. I better put that out there, too. 1868, May 30th was the day. And then, now this is the other part that people talk about, why it was changed to Monday. And back in, I think it was 1971, there was a bill passed by Congress, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. This is what Congress was spending their time doing. Uniform Monday Holiday Act, and it moved several holidays to be on Monday, so there were three-day weekends. And it says they wanted to have three-day weekends for federal workers. It really wasn't for the people in general. It was the federal workers. I find that by itself kind of interesting. And then... it was LBJ who actually signed that into law, if I have my notes here correctly. But anyway, that was the whole point, to give everybody give federal workers a three-day weekend. It was a federal holiday. And then, of course, that trickled on to other things, other states and whatever kind of doing it, municipalities doing it, that type of thing. So that was... let's see, what was it? Okay, I got some of my notes here about the 1890. It was celebrated in the, 1873 was when the first state celebrated it officially. 1890, all states in the North were celebrating it as Decoration Day, and it was being treated differently down in the South. They had a different Memorial Day kind of thing. But the whole point is, and it was when it officially became Memorial Day, is when it was to honor all soldiers who had died defending this country. And that was in 1967 when they actually treated it as recognition, a day for recognizing and respecting the fallen, and changing it from Decoration Day. I don't know why they changed it, but who knows? I haven't been able to find out why they changed the name, per se. When I was trying to get some answers on that one, it was coming up with some basic information. Let's see here if I can find it. Why was Decoration Day changed to the name Memorial Day, and when did this happen? Okay. Decoration Day was first observed May 30th, 1868, to honor all military personnel, both Union and Confederate, who had died during the U.S. Civil War. At Arlington National Cemetery, the grave of those, and okay, my computer is playing games with me, the graves of those soldiers were decorated with flowers. After World War I, the day was changed to honor the memory of those who had died in all wars in which the United States had been involved. It then generally became known as Memorial Day, but it was not until 1967 that legislation was passed and signed by President Lyndon Baines Johnson, officially renaming it to Memorial Day. So that was kind of that piece of it. Now the other stuff. Let's see if I can find some of that other information. It was, again, it was all in reference to the Civil War. That's when it started. Decoration Day was to put flowers on the graves of the fallen soldiers. And little by little it was expanded to cover all wars, to cover all soldiers, to, and then became Memorial Day, and then became a three-day weekend for federal workers. But today, when you talk to people about it, I mean, especially younger people, they say something about, you know, it's a patriotic day. You know, they'll know something, you know, something to do with history, but their whole focus is on it being a day of the beginning of summer. I don't know how many times I hear that said, the beginning of summer. How many times I hear it's being said, it's the, you know, all the crazy sales like I was talking about at the beginning. And that's so insulting. And it's not about summer. And it has nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo. I get so annoyed when people even try to mix the two. I mean, people are just insulting the history. They're insulting what these people died for and not truly appreciating it. It's not, I mean, did the fallen, did those who died for this country, do they want us to be sad about it? No, but at the same time, you should take time to be respectful. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more disingenuous. I mean, I did not vote for the current president. I didn't vote for the last one. So it has nothing to do with party. It has nothing to do with race. I just do not believe what he stands for. I have never trusted him, and I don't trust him today. And I didn't trust the last one either. You might say I don't trust too many people in public office, period. But with what I have seen from our president, I mean, I'm sure he's going to – apparently he made some trip to Afghanistan just recently, acting like he cared about the troops. It's all PR. He isn't sincere. He isn't genuine in what he says. He is a performer. He really needs to have a career out in California, out in Hollywood, versus being the president of this great country, because he isn't sincere in what he says. I mean, how many times has he said he was going to do something about the Veterans Administration, the VA, the care of the, you know, we had all the stuff that was happening when Bush was getting out of office, and with the hospital that's right there in Washington, and how disgusting. I mean, these people, they pretend to care when it serves their political benefit, when they somehow think they're going to be out there in front of a camera and trying to get some kind of attention. But does anybody out there truly believe Barack Hussein Obama cares anything about any American troop? Do you truly believe he cares about them? I don't. He is anti-American as much as it can be. So if anything, he would be the one who would be despising everything they've done versus anything else. But he's so superficial. He gets out there and he says, I'm not going to take it. This is not acceptable. That I will not tolerate it. Blah, 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 blah. But it means nothing. He's talking to a camera, and he thinks all the Americans are so stupid they're going to believe him. And he disgraces the veterans. He disgraces the fallen. He disgraces this country. And does anybody truly believe he's going to do anything about anything to do with the veterans? I don't. But at the same time, when I look around, I see other Americans. I mean, he is the commander-in-chief. He, of all people, should understand something about the military, but he doesn't. He truly has no clue. I mean, he had no clue of all these problems that were going on the VA. This was a problem that was there when he got into office, and he condemned Bush on. But he can't say he didn't know this was a problem. But at the same time, look at those that are surrounded around him. I mean, you take his own administration and the people in charge there, and then you look at these two houses of Congress. They all knew this was going on. They didn't care. They only cared when it suited their political agenda. Oh, we have to look like we care. It's Memorial Day. We have to go pretend to care. They don't care. And, you know, this has been a problem. I mean, we've seen different times the way the culture has treated veterans in the past, especially after the Korean-Vietnam War era when everybody was being condemned and the troops should not have been condemned. Why the veterans would have, they were only doing as they were told to do. And it's a whole different situation. Whether you believe or disagree or agree with any kind of conflict that the military is engaged in, it's not to be, you should not be blaming the veterans, the troops that do this. They are not the ones to be blamed for being in there. They're not the ones who declared war or sent them there. So we need to appreciate the fact that they're willing to go and do the job wherever it may be, whether it's really a just cause or not. And we need to appreciate that. And on a day like today, you know, it's not, again, it's not that the fallen would want Americans to be sad, you know, to, it's not that. They do want, well, they want us to appreciate the freedom that they sacrifice their lives for. And how do you do that? What is the proper way to show respect? Obviously, now, what I did last year, I was not able to do it this year. I might do it this coming weekend, is I will go to the Florida National Cemetery in Bushnell, and I will spend some time there. I've done that on several occasions. Since my father passed away, I've been there several times. Went there at Christmas when they had the wreaths there and this type of thing. And you just... you take time to truly think about what these people did, what they were willing to do, and that they believed in this country. And have we honored them in the right way? Do we truly honor them the way we should? I don't think so. They're promised, from a governmental perspective, they're promised so much. They get so little for what they actually do. I mean, nobody goes into the military because it's going to be big bucks. And the fact that you could be shipped to any part of the world kind of thing. So it's a sacrifice. Maybe it's a calling for some, but it's a belief in something, saying, yes, I'm willing to defend this country. So it's not because you're going to get rich being in the military. That's not the reason people do it. But at the same time, when you think about what we give to federal employees compared to what we give to veterans and how we the insurance and the benefits the federal employees get compared to what the veterans get, there's something just not right there. There's something that just doesn't make any sense. And I'm not sure who said it over the weekend, but someone said, make all those federal workers at the Veterans Administration, at all levels, including the hospitals, obviously, have them be under the same health care program as what they have done to these veterans, and you'll see things change. And that's like, here's the VA, the Veterans Administration, who seems to have the least respect. They seem to do everything they can to get out of serving these people. They, in essence, have their own death panels. I mean, call it what you want to, but there's a rating system, and I'm not the expert on this by any means, and Tom Pastore may call in tonight. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it or not, but he knows a little bit more about this because he is a veteran. And to understand this 30% disability thing, they will go out there and they will rate your disability. If it's 30% or less, then they give you some kind of one-time benefit, and then that's pretty much it. If it's over that, then you do qualify for a lifetime disability service or something to that effect. And again, I'm not the expert on it, but this is basically how it works. So what will happen is the veteran will come back and they'll come up with what they believe is appropriate, and that's it. And so in essence, that's their own death panel. We've talked a lot about death panels and when we talk about Obamacare, but there's this way of saying, you know, here's what you're entitled to because your disability is not severe enough. We don't deem it severe enough, so here we're going to give you this one-time benefit, whatever, and then you go on your own happy way versus if it's over that, then there's what they do. And, you know, if somebody from the VA wants to call and talk about this and to get into more detail, please feel free to do so. I don't want to make any claims of being some expert on it, but obviously we're doing something wrong when you see what's happening in these VA hospitals right now. And, you know, there's so many different ways of looking at this. Should there be a VA hospital versus some other method, voucher system, whatever it may be, for veterans to get care in other places? Well, they should definitely not be limited. If the VA, I personally think it's not a problem to have the VA hospitals. However, if the VA hospitals are not able to take the load, then they need to have vouchers for people to go someplace else. Nobody should be left outside waiting in line until they die, which is what's happening. And I'm telling you, my own opinion, I just have this feeling, especially after hearing about this 30% kind of thing and some of the cases we've heard on TV, it was the decision was made, well, you know what, we've only got so many resources, and it's either going to go to this person or to that person. So this person is elderly, probably doesn't have much more time to live, so do we give the resources to this person, or do we give it to this younger person who has more years in that type of thing? Now, of course, I haven't heard anybody ever say that. But when you listen to the various stories we've been hearing in the news lately, isn't that pretty much what it is? And how is that any different than what we're going to face with the other socialized health care? And, I mean, I've been saying that for years to people. It's like, you know, I would have friends who would be complaining about the VA, that they weren't taking care of a veteran family member and the problems they were having, and yet at the same time this person was supporting Obamacare. And I would say, if this is what they're doing to the people they care about, you know, the veterans are supposed to, we're supposed to truly care about the veterans because they did put their life on the line for us, and we promised this to them for having done that, for having taken that risk and done that job. If we're treating them this way, how do you think the government, socialized medicine, is going to treat anybody else? And some people say don't compare the two and don't. Well, I think you kind of have to, in the light of what Obamacare has become, and which also brings me to another topic here. Harry Reid, good old Harry Reid, but he didn't do this alone. He could not have done this alone. Apparently, and I'm going to pull up an article here in just a minute, apparently Harry Reid went and gutted a VA bill in order to put money into Obamacare. Some kind of, VA bill, Veterans Administration bill, which was to provide care for the veterans, somehow got commingled with Obamacare. I think the way they called it was a shell game. Let's see if I can find this one, and some are actually using it as a reason to once again challenge Obamacare. Did Harry Reid bend the rules? Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid violated the Constitution in his maneuvering to pass Obamacare, a conservative legal fund argues. The case will go before the federal panel of judges. And let me see if I can get into the details here. The Affordable Care Act, let's see if I talk about where it gets into the piece about the VA benefits. Let's so I don't have to read the whole article to you. Okay. Yes, service members, okay, tax. We have eliminated the entire text of a 6-page law, replaced it with a 2,000-plus page bill that became the Affordable Care Act that remained of the Home Ownership Tax Act. I mean, massive manipulation of the bill. And amended House Resolution 3590. This is just coming out. And they were calling it a shell game. And this is lawyers with the PFL reject government claims that the ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act, is a health reform measure related to raising revenues. Okay. Let's see here. Well, I'm having a hard time finding. Okay. While the Senate may in most cases have the power to gut and amend a bill by striking and replacing its contents, no court has ever held that the Senate can use such a procedure to originate a bill for raising revenues. Okay, but this is, well, I'm trying to find the part that was specific to the veterans' benefits. But this was a game that he played to get this bill out there. And it sacrificed the veterans, the VA bill, as part of it. And I'll try to get some more of that information before I go and say anything else. Well, I don't want to misstate it. Thought I had some information right out here. But anyway, it's the whole point is the veterans have been hung out to dry. They've been rejected. And I have to talk about the fact that even today, I mean, how many times, let's see, when we talk about what Memorial Day is, again, so many people think of it as just a holiday to go celebrate summer and go to a basketball game. Apparently, there's still soccer games or hockey games going on out there. Go out there and have some fun, you know, and, yeah, by the way, say, yeah, thanks for doing that. Bye. It's not really given the respect it should be. And this by itself is disgusting. And then you think about the commander-in-chief. The commander-in-chief, the one who is heading up all of this military that we have, he had plenty of time to pick up the phone and call the guy who was the gay basketball player, whatever it was, or football player, whatever the deal was, don't ask, you know, the homosexual. He had time to call that person. But here we have a Marine who's down just south of the border in Mexico due to an accident, a common mistake being made down by that border. And the commander-in-chief doesn't have time for one of his troops. What I was hearing as of this morning is he has never contacted that Marine. He cares about the illegals. He cares about homosexual basketball players or football players or whatever the guy was. I don't remember what he got drafted for. I didn't care. Could not have cared less. Our president has time for those things, but he doesn't have time for the troops. And knowing that he would not do anything to help, to know that he has abandoned our military, a Marine down in Mexico, while he's doing these other things for the illegals and for the homosexuals, there's something pathetic. And the thing, you know, it just, every American should be disgusted and insulted. But the sad part is many Americans aren't. Many Americans support the illegals, but they don't care about the veterans. They don't care about the active duty military. There's something sick about it. There is something very, very sick when you will go out of your way to help those who break the law, come into this country illegally, many to do harm, many to come for jobs that Americans supposedly don't want, but they harm the economy. But regardless, they violated the law. They don't belong here. And you know what? Mexico doesn't treat illegal Americans the way we treat illegal Mexicans. And let me tell you, it's not just Mexicans that are here illegally. But I do think you can make a very direct comparison right there when we're talking about who comes and goes over that border. And by the way, if you were illegally in China, how do you think you'd be treated? How would communist China treat you? Now, not everybody's going to be treated like Snowden over in communist Russia either. But how do you think you'd be treated? And yet we have a president who's ignoring a Marine who's stranded in Mexico, but he's got time to talk to a homosexual athlete. He's got time to go out there and try to free all the illegals. Totally a violation of his constitutional authority. And then he's going to pretend he's going to be over there at the Arlington Cemetery and pretend he cares about our fallen. He cares about the veterans. He cares about those who have died for this country. It's all superficial. Can't believe any of it. Cannot believe any of it. Now, I think every American should be embarrassed and ashamed and disgusted all at the same time. Embarrassed that this is what the leader of this country would do. Ashamed this is what the leader of this country would do. And disgusted that that is what the leader of this country and every single one of those yahoos in Washington, D.C. They all play the game. What's the political benefit? Oh, we can do this. This is going to look bad for the Democrats. Well, wait a minute. And Obama ran on. He was going to do something for the veterans. Yeah, he did. It's just another lie. That guy couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it. Why tell the truth and a lie will do just as good? He's an actor. He's not a leader. He's an actor. He's a performer. And anybody that's going to believe his nonsense, I feel sorry for you. He isn't worthy of it. He isn't worthy of your consideration or your respect. He's an embarrassment. He's a sad excuse for the leader of this country. I don't want to get into all the aspects of who the next one will be because that isn't what today is about. But today it's about truly appreciating what it means to be an American, what it means to go out there and put your life on the line. Going to get one thing here, and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, let's see here. Let's get back to what I was talking about. And again, if you've think about those that you're out there talking to every day about Memorial Day. What does it truly mean? How much time did they take to actually reflect on how many people have died for this country? Who's willing to die for it today? We've got plenty of military people out there, active military, who are willing to die for it today. But when you look around, how many people would not? How many people are in this country today who would rather cause harm than to defend? And there's so many different quotes about defending this country, patriotism and loyalty and what it means to be an American. But we have to face the fact that there's many, many that have no respect for this country and have no respect for the military, have no respect for those who have died. But you really, I guess it was on one of the shows this morning, might have been Fox News, might have been someone else, I'm not sure. But there was, to go out there and say that, to not appreciate what today means, and this isn't exactly the way they put it, but the gist of their comment those who refuse or don't want to take the time to appreciate it or act like this is no big deal, these, you know, oh, so a few people died, whatever, you know, this casual attitude about it. You know, I don't care about that. I just want to go buy a mattress. I want to go buy a car. I want to go have a party. I want to have a barbecue. That's the, you know, that's the attitude of Memorial Day to them. That's the people you want to say, well, why don't you go live in communist China for a while? Why don't you go live in Mexico for a while? Live under that dictator down there. Why don't you go live in Russia for a while? Go, there's other places. Go try it out. Since you don't seem to think this is important enough for your time and your consideration, go ahead and think of, go someplace else and try it out. See what you think. And then maybe you'll appreciate what it means to be an American and be grateful for those who died for you. Not only those who died, obviously those who died for you, but those who were willing to die for you. Those who put the uniform on and went out there on the line and said, okay, I'm here to do what I have to save this country, to defend this country. Think about it. And then think about everything else that's happening. Who is protecting this country today? We have the military who's protecting this country from the invaders. Of course, if they were allowed to protect the homeland, it'd be really nice. I've never understood why our military is not allowed to protect the homeland. We're being invaded as we speak. We need to do something to secure the borders, and we don't do that. So why can't we defend our own homeland? That part has always bugged me. We have people in Washington, D.C. We have it at, but obviously you've got two different levels. When you're talking military, you're talking about the state militia and you're talking about the federal defense, national defense. And you've got so many people who are nothing but bobbleheads. They're so superficial. They've known all along about the problems for the veterans, and they've done nothing. But now, because of what happened in Arizona, where it blatantly happened, it's out wide open. There's no hiding it or denying it. And now they're all acting like, well, we cared about this. We're going to the Accountability Act. We tried to do this. But what's his name? Sanders from Vermont, I think it is. Can't remember where he's from. But anyway, he's a communist by my understanding. He either openly announces or says he's a socialist or communist, something like that. But he couldn't be bothered with the bill because he hadn't had time to read it, and it was 2.5 pages. I mean, come on. If you don't want to support it, come up with something better than that. I mean, you didn't care about 2,000-3,000 worth of pages for a health care bill. You didn't care about reading that. And I'm not even saying whether the accountability bill was the right thing or not. And to, as far as I'm concerned, most of it's very superficial. But you did have some who were trying to do something to hold somebody accountable for this mess with the Veterans Administration. But ultimately, nothing was done, and nothing will be done. And while, you know, we cannot only blame, I mean, the mass accountability is for in Washington, D.C., for what's happened to the Veterans Administration, because that is the Veterans Administration is part of the national defense. It's not the state militia defense type of thing. It's the national defense. But at the same time, the other thing that people should be so outraged about is why we don't nobody's talking about this. Why wasn't the news out there pushing this? And the news, I mean, they've said a little bit about it, but I don't think they've been aggressive in reporting on this. I don't think they will be. And you got to ask why. Why? I mean, a national defense is very important, and they act like it's no big deal. Yet, I'm telling you, I think I've heard more coverage on Cinco de Mayo than I have on this Veterans Administration issue. Sick. I mean, is it me? Am I the one who's just crazy out there? Or is there not something sick about this? You're going to celebrate the Mexicans killing these people on the homeland back in the days, and which all led to the Mexican War and the other, the Alamo and the Goliad and this stuff. You celebrate that, and you'll be all jumping for joy like it's such a wonderful thing. And yet you just ignore the veterans of this country. What kind of patriotism is that? What does that really say about Americans? What does it say about us as a society versus having any kind of decency anymore? We seem to have lost our way in so many respects. We seem to be totally, I don't know. And I guess when you see when our culture, when we have no core values anymore, no principles, no honor or decency, which is where we're going, the country's going to die. A free society can only survive if it's a moral society. And we don't seem to want to be that anymore. You know, goes back to the expression about freedom of religion. It's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. And what does that mean? And how does our decay of any type of moral values reflect on how we treat each other and what's going to happen to this country? When we show so little respect for those who defend this country. They say it was after, I guess it was like after World War II when the veterans were finally given some kind of recognition and some kind of honor, and there was some appreciation for what they did. But it didn't last long. Didn't last long at all before they started playing all the games, and they promised the world and they delivered nothing. And yet when it comes to when you think about those in public office, and it doesn't matter what whatever side of the aisle, it has nothing to do with it. What they do, what they say, they're out there so worried about giving their money and their benefits to all the special interest. Yet the core of what they should be doing, which is the military, they should be making sure the military is taken care of in these respects to the best. They should be encouraging, they should want a voluntary military, which is what we've claimed, or it's what we say we have today, and what we claim we believe in. But yet we do everything to trash them when they come back. Things like, just think about it. When someone is called to active duty and they are sent overseas, maybe killed, then the other family member, frequently the wife, the spouse, and the family and the kids, there's something seriously wrong when they would lose that house because that person went to fight for us. Where they face foreclosure in their home because they did this. And there were supposed to be certain protections out there that would block that, but it doesn't seem to be out there anymore. It doesn't seem to work. I don't know what the whole deal is, but there's something sick about that. There's something very disgustingly sick about it. And again, it's a reflection of us. It's a reflection of every American of what we're doing here. While I can be totally disgusted by what that president's doing or not doing, and disgusted by the actions of such a corrupt, morally, Congress that has no principles. They're just disgusting. So many different ways I can think of how to say how low I think these people are, the majority of them. They do nothing about this. It's disgusting in every respect. And we should all be very much ashamed. If you're an American and you're not disgusted, embarrassed, and ashamed by this, then you're not paying attention. You're probably out there watching the ball game. That's what's important, right? We're not going to have this freedom if we don't do something to protect it and don't respect those who are willing to fight for it. And we've shown way too much, we as a people. Now, there's the attitude of the American people as a whole. I mean, you don't hear too many Americans go out there and say, oh, I don't care about veterans. Who cares about that? You know, they don't say that. But their actions speak much louder than their words. And we should all be embarrassed for that. We should be ashamed. We should be disgusted. And it is a reflection of all of us. If the majority allows it to happen, it's a reflection of all of us. It really is. And I feel sad for those who are treated this way and who are abused. I mean, so to think of these people who died because they played with the numbers. It was more important to these people to play the political game, just to meet your numbers. You're talking about people's lives. You're talking about people who sacrificed their life or risked their life for you. And this is the way you treat them? It's disgusting. You know, it's just, I keep wondering, when am I going to see the bottom? When will I see the end of what these people will be? How low will people be? How low will the American people stoop? We can't go much further or we won't be around. And that's the part that, you know, you try to talk to people, say, well, if you have no values, if you somehow think that you got all this for free, freedom isn't free. There is sacrifice. And if there's not those that are willing to sacrifice for you and you're not willing to do it yourself, then we are all in trouble. And this country is not going to survive much longer. It really was a great concept to truly allow people to be free, but then is the American experiment proof that people can't be free? You have to have a dictator. You have to have somebody cracking the whip to make you do your job every day because you can't be trusted on your own. You have to have your state-sponsored meal of the day, your state-sponsored telephone. And the reason I bring this up, it's, again, not appreciating what people fought for. The disrespect, the lack of appreciation for what people fought for and died for. And I'm going to bring this up, and some might say it's not appropriate, but I kind of think it is. Operation American Spring. I think it's still sort of going on right now because it was never a one-day event. I'm hoping that there's still people there in D.C. I hope others will be joining them. I hope it will continue to maybe grow the other way. But we need to appreciate what those people were willing to do, too. And I'm hoping that more will get involved and we'll either have a revival of this, we'll have a second one or something, regardless of what some people out there might tell you. But I believe these were people that were willing to go to march on Washington. And if they lost their life, they lost their life. They really weren't worried about it. They were going to do everything constitutionally by the book kind of thing. But they also knew this government was hostile. This government hates the American people. We've got a government that is anti-American. Few exceptions. In my own opinion, at least 90% of those in public office are anti-American. Some of them are too dumb to know it. They're out there supporting communist, socialist policies and seem to be too stupid to know it, just like Common Core. But they don't appreciate what they've got. And I do appreciate what the people who live Operation American Spring were trying to do, and I wished I had been one of them on the Hill, but I couldn't go. I could not go at this time. I'm hoping if they schedule it again that I'll be able to, because I wanted to be there. I totally believed in it. I believe it's what we need to do. We need to be willing to defend this country, and it doesn't have to be violent. It's just that people have to be willing to stand up and say enough is enough. And those in the military put their life on the line every day. And do we show them the right appreciation? I don't think so. Do we insult their intelligence and do we insult the meaning of being an American when we go and make or somehow compare treating Memorial Day as a day to sell mattresses. I mean, it's just disgusting to me. And anybody listening out there wants to join in, you're more than welcome to. I've got the chat room out there. Just press 1 if you want to speak on the air. Remind people that all the time. If you don't press 1, I don't know you want to speak on the air. So is that in the chat room? Well, nothing's happening in that chat room right now, but it's been acting up, so I don't even know if anybody else sees it. But I do have it out there. So what were you doing to celebrate or honor the fallen? How were you celebrating Memorial Day? How were you showing your respect for those who have died for us and those who are willing to die for us? What did you do? And then what do you think about our commander-in-chief? Do you think he respects the troops? I mean, the more I listen to him, the more superficial he sounds. I never thought he was sounded. I never believed anything he said to begin with. Like, he was never sincere to me. He was always just a great performer. Change you can believe in, and I care, and this is not acceptable. Blah, 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 blah. You know, he's a performer. I don't see him as being anything else but a performer. And if anybody has any different opinions, you're more than welcome to call in and share it. But I do believe America continues to betray the veterans. We don't respect them. We don't give them the consideration. We allow them, their lives, to be destroyed because of the service they gave us. They went out there, put their neck on the line for us, and we said we don't care. It's all over the place. Just look at what's happened with the recent events out in Phoenix. But it's not only happening out there. It's happening across this whole country. It's been happening across this whole country. This is not new. And you really should be annoyed when anybody in Congress tries to act like, well, this shouldn't be allowed to happen like this. Not, well, where have they been? Where have they been? What did they do? What were they doing when Harry Reid gutted the veterans bill, VA bill, for Obamacare? What were they doing then? Were they looking the other way? Were they too stupid or incompetent to know what was going on? What did they do? Well, I'm going to go ahead and read the American's Creed because I think it's important on this day. Because I think it, we all need to remember what it is and remember the very last part of it. Because part of this is true whether you're in the military or not. I mean, I agree with the American's Creed altogether, but that last couple of sentences are so true, and we need to remember what it really means to be an American. This is the American's Creed by William Tyler Page. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. We have an active military whose job it is to defend us, to protect us, to defend America against the enemies, whose job it is to protect us, and we should respect and honor what they do. At the same time, you're an American, you better be ready to fight and defend this country too, or we won't have it. The military can't do it all by itself. It is also us. It's up to us to defend it against all enemies, including the enemies that keep ending up in public office. The enemies from within. We truly have more to fear from the enemies from within than we do the others. And that's always been my belief. And it does, it's up until the last couple of years, I would have said the American military would never turn on the American people. An American killing another American. An American troop killing an American. And I still don't know that that would happen. But after seeing what happened in Nevada, where the military BLM, as a military unit, I mean, that's really what they were out there as, coming down on the American people. That was sad. Scary. And I just hope our whole military hasn't been corrupted by the likes of the recent presidents, those who have been in there destroying it, killing it from within. The president's in there now. He has no use for America. He doesn't believe in America. He wants to destroy America. He couldn't care less about these troops. It's all for his it's a photo op, PR, anything he does like this. But we the people let him do it, get away with it. We really do. And we should all be embarrassed. Trying to look and see if there were any good questions. It's like I was out there looking on the internet for different things about Memorial Day, and they're showing Decoration Day. They gave their all. And it shows a sketch of someone putting flowers on a grave. Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, is a day of remembrance for those who died in the service of the United States of America. Over 24 cities and towns claim to be the birthplace of Memorial Day. While Waterloo, New York, was officially declared the birthplace of Memorial Day by President Lyndon Johnson in May of 1966, it's difficult to prove conclusively the origins of the day. Regardless of the exact date or location of its origins, one thing is clear. Memorial Day was born out of the Civil War and a desire to honor our dead. It was officially proclaimed on 5 May 1868 by General John Logan, National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, in his General Order No. 11. The 30th of May 1868 is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or other decorating or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city and village and hamlet churchyard in the land, he proclaimed. The date of Decoration Day, as he called it, was chosen because it wasn't an anniversary of any particular battle. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. The first state to officially recognize the holiday was New York in 1873. By 1890, it was recognized by all of the northern states. The South refused to acknowledge the day honoring their dead on separate days until after World War I, when the holiday was changed from honoring just those who died fighting the Civil War to honoring Americans who died fighting in any war. It is now celebrated in almost every state on the last Monday in May with congressional passage of the National Holiday Act of 1971. And this helped ensure a three-day weekend for federal holidays. See, federal holidays, federal workers. Though several southern states have an additional separate day for honoring the Confederate War dead, January 19th in Texas, April 25th in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi, May 10th in South Carolina, June 3rd, Jefferson Davis' birthday, in Louisiana and Tennessee. And then, let's see here, there was a thing about the red poppies. Okay. We cherish too the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies the blood of heroes never dies. That was actually a stamp at one point, a 3-cent U.S. postage stamp. Founder of Memorial Poppy. Mona Michael was the lady who came up with this, her own poem. I'll read it one more time here. We cherish too the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies the blood of heroes never dies. She then conceived of an idea to wear red poppies on Memorial Day in honor of those who died serving the nation during the war. She was the first to wear one and sold poppies to her friends and coworkers with the money going to benefit servicemen in need. Later, Madame Gorin from France was visiting the United States and learned of the new custom started by Miss Michael. When she returned to France, she made official red poppies to raise money for war, orphan children, and widowed women. This tradition spread to other countries. In 1921, the Franco-American Children's League sold poppies nationally to benefit war orphans of France and Belgium. The league disbanded a year later after Madame Gorin approached the VFW for help. Well, that's kind of sad. Don't understand that. Shortly before Memorial Day in 1922, the VFW became the first veterans organization to nationally sell poppies. 2 years later, their Buddy Poppy program was selling artificial poppies made by disabled veterans. In 1948, the U.S. Post Office honored Miss Michael for her role in founding National Poppy Movement by issuing a red 3-cent postage stamp with her likeness on it. I had never really heard about the red poppies. I have to admit that was something new. National Moment of Remembrance. The National Moment of Remembrance resolution was passed on December 2000, which asks that at 3 p.m. local time for all Americans to voluntarily and informally observe in their own way a moment of remembrance and respect, pausing from whatever they are doing for a moment of silence or listening to taps. Well, I will admit in my own case today I didn't do it at 3 p.m., but I did do it this morning. I took some time to think about it, to appreciate what it means to be an American, to give thanks to those who have died fighting for this country and making it possible to be an American. So hopefully everybody out there did take the time to give respect, to show respect, and to give thanks for those who have sacrificed, and to remember what we are. Remember what it means to be an American. I think somehow we've lost so much of that. We've allowed ourselves to be divided in so many ways, and we've got to come back together as the Americans, as the united people, as Americans, because the future is going to be challenging, and we've got to come together if we want to survive. And we need people who are willing to put their life on the line. And in my own case, I'm definitely a person who believes in live free or die. If called upon to do something to help out, I will do it. I will do what I can to save this country. I'm not sure exactly, outside of speaking with people like this, trying to bring people together, trying to get people engaged in the public discussion so that we can take back our country and go back to constitutional values. I'm not sure what else I need to do. I have run for public office once before, and I'm not sure that's the best. I was actually quite glad I didn't get elected after all was said and done. Back then, it's little by little it's getting better. We're getting more Americans in there versus anti-Americans. But it's going to take some time. but I hope I can be of help on the outside promoting those who truly believe in the Constitution versus those who believe in political division, which is what we have today. We have political parties that divide us, political parties that don't believe in America, political parties that don't believe in the Constitution. We've got to get people out there who are truly, genuinely believing in the Constitution. And this is at the state and the federal level. I can talk about many things I see happening right here in Florida. Anti-Americans. Very sad. And I would also say for those who have never been to Arlington, Arlington National Cemetery, you really need to go there and you need to see it. It's just amazing when you're there that you realize how many people have died. And I mean, obviously there's graves all over the place. There's the national cemeteries across the country. But when you're there, and if you ever have the chance to be there at Christmas time and see the wreath, you just come away with a greater sense of appreciation. It makes you think a little bit more about it. When you're there, you just don't think about a basketball game. Well, at least I couldn't. I mean, if you go there and you're saying, well, okay, I've been here, now it's time for me to get to that game, then you're being disrespectful and you shouldn't have bothered going. To go there and you think about what it really means, what these people did, what they fought for, what they died for, and what are you doing as an American today? And truthfully, what about those who are here illegally who don't believe in this country? I mean, they're illegal, so they broke the law no matter what. But we have to appreciate the fact that many of the illegals are anti-Americans. We've got a lot of anti-Americans on this homeland. And we've got a lot of people who died for this country. Are we going to allow this country to be taken over by those after so many people have died fighting for this country? Are we going to allow that to happen? When you think of the Tomb of the Unknown, well, as Tom was saying earlier, it's the Tomb of the Unknown, the whole country, because the country has lost, I won't say they lost respect for veterans as much as they show no respect for veterans. They just ignore them. Look the other way. Don't want to be bothered. And that's so wrong. It is so wrong. We need to be better. We need to be better Americans. We need to respect and take care of veterans. It's just not right. They did their job, and we should appreciate it. When time and time again, it seems like we don't. And the Commander-in-Chief, when I see a Commander-in-Chief that seems to have just no respect, no consideration, absolutely no appreciation for what it means to go fight in a war. He's a disgrace. He's an embarrassment and a disgrace to this country. I mean, I listened to him when he was talking about that he didn't know anything about what was going on with the VA hospitals. How can he stand there and say that to the American people? If he truly didn't know, he should be out there talking to those in his administration, say, hey, guys, why didn't you tell me what's going on? And you better give me the update now so that I have something out there to say we're going to take care of this. That's what he would do if he was a leader. But he's not. He's an actor. He's a performer. Lip service, nothing else. And, I mean, that's what we see out of this White House all over the place. Disgusting. embarrassing. But I guess I'd be kind of curious of everybody that's listening out there, how many went to any type of cemetery, military cemetery, to place flags or flowers on the graves of the fallen heroes. And I openly admit today I did not go. I wasn't able to. I'm going to try to go maybe this weekend. Like I said, I've been to Bushnell several times at the Florida National Cemetery. Florida National Military Cemetery here. And I have been there many times. It's definitely a place to go and think about what it's all about. Think about what it means to be an American. Would you be willing to die for this country like those have died? Would you be willing to fight for this country as many of those have fought? What would you do? And what would you do if there's no more America tomorrow? And that possibility is getting closer and closer. Some people think when they hear you say that, oh, you're some kind of a conspiracy loon. But you better be paying attention to what's going on all the way around you. And if you believe in freedom, you believe in this Constitution, you believe in this country, you better be willing to defend it. Because there's going to come a time. It's only a matter of time. I think it's closer than what any of us want to think it is. Here's something else I was just looking at. Section 1082 of the 1998 Defense Authorization Act adds the flying of the POW/MIA flag on all federal and U.S. military installations on Memorial Day. POW/MIA flag is to be half-staffed until noon along with the national flag. Other traditional observances, including wearing red poppies, visiting cemeteries, and placing flags or flowers on the graves of the fallen, which I just read part of that a minute ago. Traditional observance of Memorial Day has diminished over the years, and many Americans have forgotten the meaning and traditions of the day. At many cemeteries, the graves have fallen. The graves of the fallen are increasingly ignored or neglected. Most people no longer remember the proper flag etiquette for the day. While there are towns and cities that still hold Memorial Day parades, many have not held a parade in decades. There are a few notable exceptions. Since the 1950s, on the Thursday before Memorial Day, 1,200 soldiers of the 3rd U.S. Infantry placed small American flags at each of the more than 260,000 gravestones at Arlington National Cemetery. They then patrol 24 hours a day during the weekend to ensure that each flag remains standing. The Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts of St. Louis began placing flags on 150 graves at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery as an annual good turn, a practice that continues to this day. More recently, beginning in 1998, on the Saturday before the observed day for Memorial Day, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts place a candle on each of the approximately 15,300 grave sites of soldiers buried at Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania National Military Park in Mary's Heights, the Luminary Program, and in 2004, Washington, D.C. held its first Memorial Day parade in over 60 years. That's pretty interesting. But it goes back to what we were talking about here. Americans have lost what it truly means. They don't appreciate what it truly means to be an American. They don't appreciate what it means for those that are willing to sacrifice, those that are willing to put their life on the line for this country. And then the false promises. To help re-educate and remind Americans of the true meaning of Memorial Day, the National Moment of Remembrance Resolution was passed in December of 2000. And we talked about this earlier. This is actually on a different page. But that's what the whole reason for doing that was, asking people to take a moment, just take a moment out of the day and think about what we're really doing. a moment of remembrance and respect, pausing from whatever they are doing for a moment of silence or listening to taps. So that at least we have some people trying to make people appreciate what it means. And just think about what it'd be like without the military. Think about what this country would be like if we had no military, if we had no veterans. And what do we do to encourage the next generation to be willing to fight for this country? I mean, with all the emphasis on going to school kind of thing, educating them, we do a terrible job of educating them on American history, on what it means to be an American, what patriotism means, what Memorial Day means. And it's just such a reflection of what we as a people have become. It's very sad to me. I mean, I fear for our country. I really do. And right now I think I can get this set up. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs where it talks about standing up and defending her today. Let's see here. Hold on 1 minute. Okay, here we go.
Children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I grab his hand up next to you and defend her till today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
oppression. I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. When I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free. My name is America, don't tread on me. I cannot be broken, I cannot be shamed. If you hurt me, I'll get stronger, and I'll rise above the flames, and I'll always stand proud and brave. I'm America, don't tread on me. America is my name. Taken from others, others gave it to me. They believe in the virtues I stand for, my respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants who envy my power, but their vicious deeds. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free. My name is America, don't tread on me. I cannot be broken, I cannot be shamed. If you hurt me, I'll get stronger, and I rise up from the flames, and I'll always stand proud and free. I'm America, don't tread on me. America is my name. For those who need me, I'll always be here. For those who will harm me, I'll face without fear. But I'll always be proud and free. I'm America, don't tread on me. I'm America, yes, America is my name. Thank you.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed that. But definitely a time to think about all of those things. And I think those songs are just perfect for the holiday, Memorial Day. And let's see here. The Soldier's Prayer. I think that's something kind of nice to kind of wrap it up here for the day. And let me see if I can get one other thing going here. There's different things you can do online to send a prayer to a soldier out there. And it's something I think it's really nice to do. I've done it a couple of times in the past, but I should do it more often. And let me read. I can get it displayed here. I will read the Soldier's Prayer. I think there's a couple of them that are called Soldier's Prayer, but here's the one that I have. A Soldier's Prayer. God, our Father, help me to remain true to my ideals during my service to my country. Help me be what it is in America, the land of the free. May I realize that I represent what our country stands for. My uniform is a symbol of duty and valor, both in peace and in war. I take up arms to defend what all Americans hold dear, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grant me the strength to live according to these ideals, the courage of my convictions, and the resolve to endure whatever dangers threaten. With you at our side, I fear no evil and resist every enemy. Secure in the knowledge that you hold me in the palm of your hand. Amen. So that's the Soldier's Prayer. And I believe it's a fitting way to end the show. Let's see here. The other is, no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Psalms 91:10-11. And let's see here, there was one other thing on this. Hold on 1 second. Going to read just a couple other things on here that again I think would be good to end. I'm on a website right now. It's called Saints and Heroes, and I'm reading it off of there. So let me go ahead and read these couple of things. Hearts are heavy now, dear Lord, for war is looming there. Our prayers are calling out to you, our thoughts too much to bear. Be with our loved ones, they need you. Guide them, lead them, see them through. Bless our leaders, for we know he asks your blessings and needs them so. Protect the innocent, shield their lives as bombs and missiles streak the skies. Open our hearts and fill us with grace. Guard our loved ones in that place. This I say in earnest prayer. Thank you, Lord. I know you're there. And there's one other one here. So brief, but God knows our hearts and feels the pain for all of us. Our military, our president, we who wait at home, and those innocent lives are in the harm's way, too. I can barely watch the news, but I am drawn to it all the same. This prayer is on my lips and in my heart almost every minute. God bless America and all of your children, wherever they are. And again, this was on the website saintsandheroes.com. hear our prayers. And I think that's a nice way to end the show. I'm tempted to go ahead and play that one song one more time because I think it's so fitting. All three of these songs are good for this day, and we all need to remember what it means to be an American and to give thanks to those who sacrifice for us, those who have died, and those who put their life on the line for us. We truly need to remember what Memorial Day is all about. We need to give thanks and to respect those who have fought for us and who have done so much for us. And with that being said, I say I will go ahead and play this one last time. Tonight, my special thanks to every service person, every one of our military who are willing to put their life on the line for us. I truly do appreciate it, and I definitely respect and appreciate those who have fallen in defense of our country. And thank you. Don't think there's too much more I can say except to say thank you very much for what you've done. And to everyone out there, please do the same. thank them, and remember what it means to be an American. And God bless America. Good night.